After nearly 3 years, 46,000 square miles, and $160 million, the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is over. Australia, China, and Malaysia have officially suspended the hunt for the missing jet. They say they might reopen it if, quote, credible new information pointing to a specific location emerges. The plane disappeared while traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in March 2014. 239 people were on board, including the wife of K.S. Narendran. He is with us now on Skype from Chennai, India. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Your wife's name is Chandrika Sharma, is that right?
That is correct.
And as I said, you lost her on that flight. What do you think about this decision to suspend the search for the plane?
I think this decision is deeply disappointing, very unfortunate. And through the day, I've just felt quite crushed and very angry. More than anything else, the decision seems like a betrayal of a certain commitment that the government of Malaysia and its search partners, China and Australia, made to the families and the flying public from the very beginning. And 3 years, close to 3 years down the road, it seems that that commitment doesn't hold anymore.
In a statement from all three governments, Australia, Malaysia, and China, they said, quote, despite every effort using the best science available, cutting-edge technology, as well as modeling and advice from highly skilled professionals who are the best in their field, unfortunately, the search has not been able to locate the aircraft. So it sounds like they're saying, you know, they're using the best science they have, and they just couldn't get the job done.
The experts that the governments have put together have looked at all the new evidence, and they've actually come up with the recommendation to search another 25,000 square kilometers, a little north of the current search area. And they believe that that constitutes their best chance of finding the aircraft. Now, they're pulling back and winding down when they have the probably the best chance of finding something, you know, so it's a little surprising.
In your own life, I understand that one of the ways that you've gone through this is you write imagined conversations between yourself and your wife. What did those sound like?
You know, there are so many occasions that we have, so many years that we've spent together that a lot of things would keep coming back. Every moment of the day had something associated with the time that we may have spent together. And they would keep coming back, and it was rather difficult to just see them as freeze frames. And, you know, so it was more like a video that was playing out right in front of my eyes day after day. And I thought it one of the ways perhaps for me to, first of all, capture some of that and also perhaps to find a release from all of that was to actually write it down.
Did it help?
I thought it did. I thought writing was a way that I found as a very meaningful process for myself. And it helped me in many ways. It helped me to clarify both how I felt and what I was actually really thinking. And also to make sense in a very cogent way about what the prospects were ahead of me and what choices lay in front of me. So yes, it was very meaningful.
Have you been able to have any kind of ceremony for her funeral?
No, not really. We have had no ceremony. It's hard to think of one when, A, you don't know what really happened. You don't know when was the end, where was the end. And it's been suggested to me by many of my friends and family that perhaps we should do something symbolic as a way of letting go. But I don't know how to even construct something like that at this point in time.
Wow. K.S. Narendran, whose wife, Chandrika Sharma, was aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.